Good turnout last night, 479 voters for a special election, and they made their voice heard.
Yeah, they did. And it seemed like they, it seemed like there were people that voted against it and people that voted for it. But in the end, it was a good amount of people that thought we should raise mills. So that was, it was good to hear that and see that in the polls. And I, you know, it's hard as a superintendent. Sometimes you believe that people are talking to you and telling you how they feel, and yet until you vote on something, you really don't know how people feel. So it was good to have people vote. So
now, this increase of 12 mills, how much revenue is that going to add to the district? And I would imagine, is this a 10-year deal? What's the specifics on it?
Yep, it's 10 years, and so these mills have been approved for 10 years. It'll add about $300,000 in revenue next year. Some people, I think, will probably start feeling the impacts of it right away. There are some people that pay their taxes monthly, and for example, somebody in a mobile home, they don't pay their taxes quite the same as a homeowner does. So they might see an increase maybe by June or July. I know last year when we raised the miscellaneous mills, I was surprised to see money start coming into that account right away. But that was from we called about it, and it was because of the mobile home people making their payments monthly. So, yeah. But yeah, $300,000 extra to the budget just helps. And the kind of the purpose of it, you know, some people say, well, does that mean you get to spend another $300,000 next year then? Are you going to reverse all of your cuts? And that wasn't really what the point of it was. The point was more that our carryover at the end of this coming June is down to about $325,000. So, you know, when you're looking at a roof repair, you might have a roof repair that is covered by insurance, but you also might have, you know, they might come out and just say, hey, your roof is in need of repair, and the insurance doesn't cover that if it's just old. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that you have to be ready for as a district. And right now with $325,000 at the end of this coming June, we aren't quite ready for that. So that's the purpose, is to build up our carryover. So
as the time goes on here, John, and as you've prepared for this vote, what are some of the things that you're hearing from your people in Hillsborough? What were some of the concerns, some of the positives that you heard from the voters in Hillsborough regarding this vote that happened yesterday?
Yeah, well, you know, I think one of the reasons that the school board decided to put it to the people was they were hearing from some farmers saying, you know, we want to support the school, and we know that this falls on our shoulders maybe a little bit more than it does on just homeowners in a community, but we feel like this is something you should do. And so I think that's what the school board heard, and when they moved that motion back in January to put it to the people, that was what they were responding to. And I think that's the, you know, then there was some discussion after that about, well, is this just kicking the can down the road, or is it making it so that we just keep spending money? And I think the board, you know, has really taken a kind of an approach that means they are looking at both sides of this. They're looking at it as a revenue issue, but also as a spending issue. So I think they've kind of taken a hard look. I think all of us have this year of how are we spending our money, and what can we look at as being a nice to have rather than a need to have. And so being fiscally responsible, I think, is on some people's minds. Like, they want to make sure that we know where the money's going and how it's being spent. And I think everybody that pays taxes wants that from whether it's federal government, state government, or local government in a school. You want to know that we're not spending money on something that we shouldn't be spending money on. So I think I heard that from various people and saw it in some of the letters to the editor in the local paper, and just trying to find the balance between responding to those concerns, but then also recognizing that, you know, the amount of money that's coming from the state hasn't kept up with inflation. Things are costing everybody more right now, and that's another piece that I heard. You know, people talk about, well, you know, when my grandma owns this land and she is trying to make it on the income that comes from that land, and then all of a sudden you're charging more in taxes. I heard that from people, and you know, I have to keep that in mind as well. So it's kind of a balanced approach is what the school board decided to do, and hopefully people will be okay with that. So
anything else about yesterday's vote, you know, a message to the community, you know, that either was for or against this mill increase, anything you want people in Hillsboro to know as now you transition from having the vote to after the vote, what do you want people to know in Hillsboro?
I think the big thing is that we will continue to be fiscally responsible, and the $300,000 isn't going to be, I mean, the goal is not to spend it. The goal is to save it and to build up our carryover, and then in 3 or 4 years be able to reduce our taxes a little bit on the mills that are flexible for schools. So these 12 mills won't go away, but that doesn't mean we can't decrease our, you know, our miscellaneous mills and shift some of that over to the building fund again. So there are different things we can do with our mills. There's some flexibility there, even though these 12 mills will be in place for 10 years, there's some flexibility with the others. So hopefully we'll get to a point where we can do that.